Welcome and buckle up with Larry and Usni. You're listening to Only Big Time Podcast, the number one soccer podcast dedicated to the soccer fanatic from the collegiate to the professional level. Only Big Time provides debates and analysis about current soccer events in the United States and all over the world. Tune in every Wednesday for a new episode of OBT. Only Big Time is also available on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. Now, let's get to it.
Yo, what's up, YouTube, man? It's your boy Usni. Welcome to the OBT show, Only Big Time, man. As you know, I'm always with the only and the unique Big Timers.
Big Timer, it's your boy Larry, but y'all already know that. So, please, before we start today's episode, make sure you go watch the other episode on Apple Music, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Make sure you subscribe and you follow so you don't miss none of the episode. We're dropping one episode every
Wednesday, man.
Hey. You guys already know, man. Let's get straight into today's episode. So today's episode, we're going to talk about the next
level,
man. How do you, as an athlete, right, mostly college athlete, how can I get to the next level? How can I reach that max full potential? How can I unlock the full potential that I have? So, I don't know, man.
No, you're right. You're right. That's the right question, because I don't know for you, but all my life, I heard trying to go to the next level. Do this for the next level. Next level. Next level at work. Next level at school. But what's the next level?
What is the next
level? You know, I was sitting like, what is the next level?
Because I always ask myself about the next level, right? Of course, there's a lot of, you know, things that get into it, you know, to define it. But the next level, is that you as a person? Is that your talent? Is that your, you know what I'm saying?
No, I was even asking myself, like, how do we measure the next level?
How do you? Can we? Measure the
can
next
we measure the can next we level? Measure
because that's something
because the next level I feel like is intangible, like, you know what I'm saying, like we all know what the next level is,
we know,
like,
what it is.
If I tell you right now, like, actually show it to a kid that's 3 years old, or like, not okay, not three, but let's say 10 years old, the next level, can you actually do it? We can say LeBron James, we can say Messi, Ronaldo, but can you actually, like, what's the next level?
And then, you know, as Big Time, when we brought you guys, you know, some point to make you better understand, because we still don't know what's the next level is when it's come to. We cannot define it.
We're just gonna go through, you know.
We can go through it and give you more clarity about it, you know, about the next level. Because for me, honestly, when you talk about the next level, right, I mostly see something that has to be there is mental, bro.
Your mental,
physical, and then.
So, like, I got a question. Let's go step by step. Yeah. Okay, you say mental.
Yeah.
So on the mental part first.
Okay.
How do you put your mental to the next level? Like, man, how do you train your mental to be at the next level?
And that's actually a good question, because there's a lot of things that get into it when it comes to the mental part, bro. It's so important for athletes to know that, you know, the quality and the ability that they have at the young age, going over everybody. It's important to know that, you know, these abilities, when they're going to get to the next level, I'm saying that again, when they're going to get to the next level, everybody will have these abilities. So they will have to be mentally ready, you know, to compete or ready to go against the adversity. Because let's say, right now, we both 5 years old, or we both 10 years old. If I'm taller, faster, you know, and stronger than you, of course, I'm going to dominate. I'm going to dominate everybody right now if I'm bigger, stronger, and faster than everybody. But now, in 10 years, because you're not done growing up.
Yeah,
I'm probably, you know, you're not done growing up. I probably got growing up a little bit more, but I'll be done at some point too. But the thing is, you might catch up.
Yeah, because at 13, I was supposed to be pro too. I was supposed to be pro.
Oh, yeah?
Because people wasn't done growing up. And at 16, they catch up.
So we see a lot of players, they bench when they're 10 years old in a small team, and then they get to college, they're the starters. And we ask ourselves why. No, it's because, you know, the starters, he's just using his, you know, ability and what he has as a talent, as skills. But when you get to the next level, everybody has it. Everybody has it. But does everybody has the mental goal? Does everybody has the mental strength to compete against the adversity? Because when the adversity show, it's going to require a lot mentally, psychologically, you know? So as an athlete, you got to be able to be ready to compete against those guys, because when those guys step, they know they can compete against you, but how they figure out ways to beat you, we're not in high school or like, you know, we're not 10 years old no more where you're going to get the ball and run through me like that. We're thinking now, you know, the brain is evolving to this, you know. We grown, we mature, we both, you know, can generate what we need in order to compete. So I don't know. I think the mental part is really important when you get to the next level. And we saw that with all the athletes out there, you know, professional or like, you know, even those athletes that started Big Ten or Pac-12 conference, ACC, those big conference, it's not because they're not always the fastest guy. You know, everybody can, even we go D2 or D1, even Juco right now, we can find a faster guy than them. We can find the faster guy everywhere. We can find strongers everywhere, first of all.
Yeah, anybody but can be strong.
What make them different? Because these guys, they're cordial, they're organized, they're dedicated. They're guys that, those guys are different in some
So right now, with the stuff that you're saying, yeah. Right? So if I'm really understanding you, the next level is not really, it's not like, going to the, like, I can't just order the next level because you're saying discipline, and so you're gonna have to put all those things together, exactly. And those will take you to the next level.
It will take you to the next level.
But like I'm saying, like, if you get to the next level, right? Yeah. Let's say I start doing, I don't know. Let's say you're stronger than me, like we 10, right? Yep. You're stronger than me, and then, okay, Larry's stronger and faster, and I start doing 10 push-up every day, and I start running, you know, and I got faster than you. If 10 push-up got me to that next level, right, yeah. To get to your level,
yeah.
Is that going to be enough to stay at the next level?
Well, it's good to be there, but you still got to compete, though. You still got to compete. You want to get there, you know, to get out of there, because you still can't get there and get out of there. But you want to be at the next level. You want to reach that level and compete. And compete. Because if you did 10 push-up, think about it. If you did 10 push-up to get there, okay, how many push-ups do you think those people out there are doing every day? Yeah. So think about it, right? So I think it's just a mental space that, you know, you have to program yourself. Be like, okay, I want to be there. You got to set a goal, a mental goal. Okay, you know what? I might take this on my shoulder, right? I might step up. You know, I'm a big guy. I'm a big girl. I might go there and I might fight. I might try to get there to the next level. But that's just my point, what I think about, you know, what you need to get to the next level. My first point. I don't know if you have anything to add or if you have another point,
like,
that you want to say.
Actually, like, when you said the consistency,
yeah.
I think if you want to go to the next level,
yeah.
your flight ticket is the consistency, man.
Man, tell them.
If you want to go to the next level, your flight ticket, literally, given to you, is your consistency.
It gotta be, man.
And it's just that flight ticket is so expensive. The consistency is so expensive to get, because you know, like we say, we have fun of this on our podcast all the time. You know, we're in Minnesota right now. We can go run today. It's not that cold outside, but we're gonna go run tomorrow when it's snowing. That's, you see what I'm saying? That, like you said, that's a mental level that I feel like not a lot of people are on there, bro.
And that's fact. That's fact. You know, consistency.
Now that I'm thinking too, do you think, I'm sorry, like, I'm kind of a little bit going off track, but like, I just want to ask you this question now that I thought about it. Do you think the next level can stop? Or you can always, like, there is always a next level? Regardless of the level, there is always a next level.
I think there's always a next level, regardless of where you are. There's always the next step that you can take.
No, like, I'm saying, like, for example, like, okay, let's say, like, okay, I'm here right now.
Yeah.
My next level might be get your level, but once I get your level, my next level might be that level. My next level,
yeah.
So literally, the next level never stop. It's so, just whenever like you want to get off the treadmill, it never stop. You can keep increasing.
Exactly, you never stop, and then it's just like a train. You have your stop.
You have your stop.
You have your stop as an athlete, but the train is still going.
What's the train like?
That's the train is the next level, the competition.
Okay.
At any age, at any level, at any aspect, the competition is still there. They don't wait for us. But the adversity is going to be your step. The adversity is the component that's going to play against you and how you're going to fight against the opponent. That's the adversity. And that will be your step. You know, some people, you know.
But don't you think sometimes, let's say like you said, the example of the train.
Yeah.
If the train is going.
Yeah.
And I'm in the train, right?
Yeah.
And I see the adversity maybe. I'm not mentally strong enough to stem, like, to compete against this adversity or go through the adversity. Yeah. I might just stop there, and there I'm comfortable. You know, I might just stay there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, for example, we signed friends. Some guy left France, go to Premier League.
Yeah.
Okay, they come back to France because they're the star, superstar. They're comfortable, but in the Premier League is not like that.
They saw the next level. They saw how it looked like. They were not ready for it, and they decide to choose what's comfortable for them. I'm not saying that they're not good player, bro. Every good is not. We saw Oscar was literally the star of the Premier League, started at Chelsea, but everybody was wondering why he's going to the Shanghai Shenhua. But he said that straight up, I gotta take care of my family. He was the best player of the world, the most paid player of the world when he signed that contract, I think in 2013. So he got paid what, 20 million a year every year, and since 2013 he's still on contract. So think about how much money he makes.
So it's just he stopped the trend.
He was good where he was.
He was on the trend. He's just like, okay.
He was like,
I found my stop.
You know what I'm saying? He won the Champions League with Drogba and all. So he's like, what do I have to compete for? And then he went there. Class talent, 20 years old. So, you know, if you think about it, it's just like, it's just you as an athlete. Do you want to get more of it? Do you want to like improve? Do you want to get there?
Okay. So like, because right now you're taking the pro example, right?
Okay.
But I'm saying like, if we win college right now, we're in college literally.
Okay, that's actually a good point.
How can we get to the next level? You know what I'm saying? Because like, that's a question I was literally asking myself. If I'm in college right now, how can I get to the next level?
So there's a lot of way you can get to the next level from college. It will just depend on you. But right, let's give out some ways to get there, right? So let's say, you know, you play D1 or even D2 or D3, JUCO, whatever. It don't really matter where you play. As far as
that's what I'm saying. It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter. If you play JUCO, you want
to
get
because Renat, like him saying that doesn't matter where you play. Guys, personally, I used to think you gotta play D1 to go to the league. You gotta play, but bro, Renat from D2 can make it to the league.
You can make it.
You can. You know what I'm saying?
And we have a lot of example of, you know, people players that make from.
You guys didn't say the comment though. If you want, like, but you know what I'm saying? It's possible from D2. Even from JUCO, he can buy.
It is possible.
But like you're saying, like, I feel like you start this episode super strong.
Yeah.
With the mental. It just depends what you put in your own mind.
It depends on what you put in your own mind. And then that's where connection is going to play a part. That's where, you know, you as getting out there, putting your name, you know, getting to know people, taking risk is going to matter too as a player. Because are you willing?
Level?
Exactly. Are you willing to travel, to drive down, to go to tryout, go to other states, getting the code, you know, sleeping on your car, doing a lot of
and
stuff
then,
just
and
for
trial. I feel like with the next level too, like we're saying, are you like, you know, all those things doing it, it can be exciting doing it, but are you willing to take the rejection?
Oh, that's deep.
The rejection, bro. That's like, that's the deep. Rejection is just like, sometimes people, like, I don't know, like most people, maybe we don't want to deal with the next level because of the rejection. You know what I'm saying?
Rejection is deep.
Because, like, you know, like, my parents can, like, parents can drive you to the game. Parents can drive you to the tryout and everything. But parents cannot make them take you.
They cannot.
You know? And even though parents make them take you, we always say this, man. The field always expose you.
The field,
you know,
expose you.
But, like, I'm saying, like, I feel like getting to the next level, right? Like, we say this a lot, but...
We do.
When I think about it, you got to be... Number one thing, you got to be in the right system. I'm not saying you're the type of guy that already has his mental fix set up like you, Cristiano Ronaldo. You know what you're going for, you know?
I agree.
But if that's not your case and you're trying to get to the next level and you feel like you can be good but you're lacking, you see what I'm saying? You're kind of lacking. On Monday, you work hard. Tuesday, you might. Wednesday, you don't show up, but you come back on Wednesday. We can't, you know? So you gotta be with people, you know, where if Larry is not on Wednesday, that's my win. I'm the Wednesday guy, so I'm gonna bring him with me. So you're gonna make sure you surround yourself with people that, like, we take. I take this example all the time. If you're driving from point A to point B this way, make sure everybody that's in the car wanna go that way. There is nobody that wanna go back. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, Oscar saying I'm stopping. I wanna go to China. Chelsea letting him go. That's them understanding. Okay, I'm going this way. Going backward. It's not like I don't hate you, but our road, you know, you gotta take the exit. But like, if we hold on him, like, it's not benefit for anybody.
Yep. And then that's actually a good example, being on the right, you know, system. Because, you know, you can be talented. We can talk about your talent, your mental toughness, and
what you
everything.
Can do, whatever.
But listen though, if you're not in the right system, in the right group, listen, forget even about it, being tough. Because it won't matter. Because it won't matter. It won't matter. You got to make sure you're in the right system, you're in the right group, and everything is going good. You know, you feel comfortable where you are as a player, and as a human being, because it's really important. You know, you play how you feel, my guy. There's no magic in today. You play how you feel.
And then the more
you play
the,
how you feel,
And the better you feel,
the better you play.
The better you're gonna
and
play.
And that's facts. That's facts, man. There's an example out there, not only in a pro athlete. You know, it's tough to have issues in the locker room and stepping and play.
When I say this, I'm not even like, of course, the locker room is gonna be a big component, but I'm talking like your own life, girlfriend, friends, your family, like everybody. Like we always say this, bro, everybody around you had to know where you wanna go, and they all gotta help you push your car there, bro. Everybody around you,
yeah,
everybody. Like even what is his name? Well, like when you look at the story, Cristiano Ronaldo and everything. At one point, he was young, but his family understood that. He wants to do.
So
we gotta accept that. You know what I'm saying?
He came in the UK. He was a 16.
So
17.
I feel like you should surround yourself with good people. Now I'm not even talking about your team right now, because if you start surrounding yourself with good people, you would not want to go to somewhere like in a team or whatever where your locker room is not like that. So, you know, since that's going to be part of you right now, your surrounding, you know what I'm saying? Your surrounding want to help you get there. And then, like, I have, like, your affirmation to yourself, bro. Like, how do you talk to yourself? You know, like, even now with your voice. But, you know, like, sometimes we can talk to ourselves without even saying nothing. You know, we can think. The stuff that we think about and everything, it has to go that way. You know, like if you're always questioning yourself, if you're always doubting yourself, if you're always like thinking, okay, maybe I'm not a good guy for this job, you will never be a good guy for this job. You know, like right. Like between parentheses today, man. You know, like Antoine, the coach. You know.
Yeah.
Antoine, like the success coach.
Yeah.
I was at his office today, and he was telling me, he said, when I apply for a job, I expect them to call me, and I was like, damn. When I apply for a job, I hope that they call me. Did you see of the course. Difference? I mean, and guess what for him? They call all the time. But okay, not because he's being cocky, but because all the work he did. So, you know, if I'm putting this there, I'm going to be the right guy for him.
But me,
when I put my stuff there, hopefully they call me.
It's a different mindset.
But we both put our application in. So when he tell me that, it just click in my mind. You know what I'm saying? He told me literally, when I apply somewhere, I expect them to call me.
That's tough.
I expect them to call me. So same for you. I'm not telling you to be cocky, but how you talk to yourself is going to be really important,
man.
It's going to be really important. And like, bro, consistency. We can say this in any language, man. We can say in French, bro, consistency.
Consistency. Another point, consistency
in French.
Like, concentration and focus, bro.
Bro.
Listen, this is a big one. This is a big one. Because...
Say that one more time.
Concentration, man. Focus, being focused, it's important. Because, you know, listen, as an athlete, right, I don't care what level you are, there's always something that can get you out
distraction,
of focus.
Distraction, man.
Distraction out.
Bro,
everywhere.
Your phone is a distraction.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. You sleep with your phone all the time.
Everywhere. Listen, you got to be dedicated. And then phones, you know,
TV,
parties.
Like, bro.
There's a lot of distraction. Know what it is?
It's a lot.
It's just too much.
Bro.
It's just too much. And then, you know, as somebody that want to get to the next level, you have to limit those. You have to, you know, have a good time management and, you know, have to, you know how to, you know, time yourself and plan yourself, plan your days and plan whatever you got to do, because you cannot be on your phone late at night and you're talking about you want to go pro, man. Stop that, bro. You're lying to yourself. There's times... You cannot be on the phone at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. every day, my guy. Like, your body needs to recover.
That's true.
You got two practice a day. Like, how are you going to do that?
I can personally tell you guys that, man.
You're going to...
Your body going to break down all the time.
Break down as
all
quick as you think.
You're
going to
be tired, but you think you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like, we were saying last time. You remember? Like, he called me, and I'm like, bro, I'm so tired. And he's like, do you remember when you were, like, 10 years old?
Yeah.
You have a lot of energy. Your body recover fast.
Yeah.
But now, my guy, you're 22. Like, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah. You're a little bit tired. Your body literally going to feel it, you know? It's not gonna be easy like that.
Oh shit.
So yeah, it's not gonna be that easy, you know. It's just gonna be, you know, it's hard. It's hard for you. You're taking age, you're getting older, your body taking time to recover too. You know, it's just a mechanism. But you know, being focused is really important on your grind. When you train, you gotta be focused.
Focus
when
on
you
the
play
train,
game,
man.
You gotta be focused.
And then here that you're talking about the train, gym, going on the jog and everything, man. you're gonna have to enjoy the pain. That sounds crazy to say, but bro, you're gonna have to enjoy the pain, bro.
Man.
Enjoy the pain. Because if you want to get to the next level, like Larry said, you're gonna have to enjoy the pain. If I'm somebody that was doing 20 push-up, now doing 50 is gonna be hard for me. But like, if you only see the pain, you will never get through it. You gotta have to enjoy, and that's tough to enjoy. It take, like you said, like we said, Larry just said everything before the video started, man. Not even he said everything literally at the beginning of this episode, bro. Your mental.
Your mental, man.
Because you gotta be a certain level mentally to enjoy the pain, bro.
And
it's hurting, yeah. But we sit here smiling, bro, like everything is fine.
That's the thing.
You know what I'm saying?
And then also, enjoy the pain, as you say. That's really important, because you gotta think of it as a journey. It's a journey, man. It's not something you gotta get up tomorrow. You got it. It's a whole journey to process, man. If you think about all these guys that went pro, okay, we can say 2% or 5% got connection, they got put on and all that. But you know, before it happens, you have to get ready. Have to be ready.
You have to.
Like, you have to be ready. I believe you have
to. Bro, it's not even you have to be ready. You gotta stay ready, because if you stay ready, you don't have to be ready. Exactly. You're already ready, bro. Yeah.
It's a journey.
You have to stay ready. Because guess what? The connection will get you there, but the connection will not make you stay there.
Yep.
No way.
Yep.
No way.
Yep.
No way, bro. Yep.
And it's a journey, man.
Like, literally, my dad can be Xavi's cousin right now. Go there and play. If you don't have the field expose you, man.
The field expose.
And when we say expose, we're not trying to like break you guys down and like think, you know, we're just trying to make the field can expose you in a good way. And we see all the other pro level all the time. We see some player, we're like, damn, who's this guy? The field just expose him to us. But the exposure, it can be like
positive, you know, or negative.
Positive or negative. Of, it's like ways. A coin, but like both sides.
Yep.
So just make sure you're always on the right side.
Yep.
So that's why, like, whenever they flip the coin, if you're on the right side of it, most of the time, it will come to your right. It will come to your side, you know. And I saw this on, what is it? It was on Twitter, and they were saying, like, people said, like, you know, I'm only lucky. And bro said, the harder I work, the luckier I get.
The luckier I get. I mean, like, they say hard work attract luck. That's why they say hard work attract luck. So, but like, I do believe in that.
So lucky, if they say people that's been pro or that doing it, they're lucky. Yes, they are. But like you say, hard work attract luck. So yeah. luck come find you, knock at your door.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you just gotta, you know, take that opportunity. You know, opportunity is around the corner, man.
Finish about your opportunity.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, like, people tend to think opportunity is gonna come at them, but you're gonna go get it.
You gotta go get it.
It's there.
How though?
Trust me, opportunity is there. That's what I'm saying.
But here though, on your point.
Okay.
He said opportunity there, right? And I'm saying, you got to go get it, the opportunity that he's saying. But how do you go get the opportunity, man? It's a long hour, bro, of studying your own game, studying the game, learning. It's a long hour. Like, guys, you're going to have to spend time on this, man, for him to pay. You're going to have to spend time on it. Man, people don't understand that.
Time, man. I've been saying this.
Larry, you're going to have to spend time on this. Man. Time on your own game, watching your own video.
Listen, man.
And sacrifice a lot of things. Like you say, you're gonna have to go get it. So to go get it, if you use the rig, let's say Larry wanna go get it, and I'm here. Me, I don't really wanna go get it. I wanna stay home and chill. And you chilling with me, bro. We can do all the nice talk or everything. It will never work for you, bro.
Never.
Unless you like Ronaldinho. But if you're Ronaldinho, bro, they have to put the work in it, bro.
And then we saw, we got proof. Ronaldinho, he wasn't working out practice hard enough, and his career got cut off earlier.
Yeah, bro. The ball's gonna stop for you. The train's gonna have to stop for you.
But
and then usually the train don't. So we saying stop because we nice. The train don't stop. You jump out of it, bro. You jump out of it. Unless you may see those guy that was driving the bus for so long. When they stop, we're gonna have to stop, clap them. But you're not those guys. You know what I'm saying? So like, if you those guy, then go drive the bus. And no, it's not sweet.
It's not, man. It's he said to be a professional at your craft, it takes 10,000 hours, right?
10,000 hours.
So, 10,000 hours, how many years you think 10,000 hours? How many years?
I don't know. 10,000 hours?
Do the math.
I'm a guess. I'm a guess, right? 10,000 hours?
24 hours a day, right?
Yes.
So, divided by 10,000?
No.
How should we calculate that?
No.
So it'll be, if you know, if 24 hours is a day, 10,000 hours, how much is it? So we got to divide 10,000 by 24. Hold on, let's find how many years is that? Because I really want to know. Like, I don't know. You actually knew about it?
I don't know.
Okay, let's find it. Let's find it real quick, right? 10,000 hours divided by 24. Do you think that's that many years? Nah, there's something else you got to do.
Nah.
But I definitely think it's probably 10 years or more. What do you think?
It has to be more, bro.
What do you think?
10,000 hours.
Let me just Google and get
it. Yeah, Google it, bro.
I think it's 10 years or more.
Because Larry just trying to put me on a math test right now, man. My brain low-key froze. I was like, dang, what's going on?
Oh, man. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. I'm so confused.
Let me see. Nah, man, Larry.
Oh, 9 years. Yeah.
Nine years?
A little over 9 years. 9 to 10 years. I told you. I had that belief in my head. I had a belief that 10,000 hours would be something like that. And if you think about it, right? And we saw a lot in Europe, these professional players, footballers, they get pro, they sign pro at 16, 15, you know, four. That new guy recently at ESPN from the, which academy again, I forgot. Oh my God. Okay, before him, he was the player from Real Salt Lake. The MLS team.
Okay, MLS. You were talking US. I thought you were talking Europe.
Oh, no. So, the youngest professional player, he just got signed yesterday.
From what is his name?
I think it's... Which academy is it again?
What is his name? Not Man City. The New York thing.
New York Rebel.
Yeah, never.
That was New York Rebel, right?
No, not Red Bull.
Not the Rebel. Man. But yeah, he signed pro at 14. And if you think about it, this kind of player, they probably start touching the ball at what? 3 years old? 4 years old? And 4 years old, probably getting to the academy at 5 or 6, plus 9, that's 15.
He can be pro. No, Larry, check this, right? Okay, I'm saying this.
They're good.
I'm saying this, right? Because right now, if you're here and you're a big timer, man,
yeah,
you're like 16, 17, bro, I'm pretty sure you can.
You can.
Because there is like, most of the thing I've seen here,
yeah,
most of the guy that's grown already like this, like the fundamentals, they just went through it. They just went through the fundamentals. Bro, if you just go back there every day, we say this on the podcast, you take the ball every day, you spend 20 minutes with it, juggling the ball for 20 minutes. You do that for 1 month, every day for 20 minutes. That's not even an hour. Every day for 20 minutes. No, 20 minutes or 500 juggle every day for 1 month. Come back and see your touches.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's nothing. You're not doing some crazy run. You're not doing some suicide. Nothing. You're just jogging the ball. You know what I'm saying?
But I heard the best friend of the soccer player got to be the wall.
Bro.
And I believe in that.
But talking about that, bro, I think like, I feel like my next level, I didn't get there because of the wall. I can't find the wall in US. Larry, I can't find the wall in US, bro. Somebody help me with this.
Am I crazy?
Bro, I moved to US, I can't find a wall. Like a wall that like I can play.
Listen, man. I've been to a lot of
the only park, place man. The only place know, I man. See a wall is at school. On my classes with the four wall. I can't play.
Their houses, but it's not even hard enough.
But guess what? The neighbor is gonna come here soon. The neighbor
is gonna come soon, man. But that's crazy though. Bro, I've been to a lot of parks in Chicago. Bro. Like they have nice soccer field. Don't get me wrong.
No wall.
But no wall. No wall. Like
bro. What are you guys
like?
Do?
I'm serious,
bro. And then guess what?
Like the grass, the goal, the net, perfect.
But no wall. But guess what? Even if you see the tennis court, you can't get in. It's locked.
but that's crazy though. I think we need wall. Like we need wall out there. You need cement wall. Like so you can hit the ball. If the wall came back, you know, pass to yourself. It's important. I feel like
we're gonna build a wall for you guys.
This is definitely one of the most important drills. You can and a lot of professional a lot of coaches, more experienced coaches. They're gonna tell you that
the wall is your best.
The wall, man. Touch it with your left, your right, the inside, the outside. Just
and then guys. Oh my God, and then guys, bro. Spend time with the ball, man. The next we're talking like this, like as a soccer player, you're a straight soccer player. Spend time with the ball. If you're a basketball player. Spend time with the ball.
Yeah.
If you're a baseball player, Spend time with the boy. Hockey, spend time with that stick, bro. And whatever you're doing, you gotta spend time with it. If you're a singer, you gotta spend time with the mic.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta be dreaming and having lyrics.
And bro, you literally just got the word from my mouth. You're gonna have to spend time with whatever your craft is.
Dream about it.
But bro, you're gonna have to believe it like deeply inside you. Like I'm not just saying like kind of believe I can make it. You're gonna have to believe like Antoine was saying, you know. You're gonna have to expect it, and once you know the expectation of that level, suddenly you start practicing. Like
you gotta start practicing.
Dude was saying, I expect them to call me because his resume literally is their expectation. So no way they're not calling me, bro.
No way.
You see what I'm saying? Yep. Even if they don't want me, they're still gonna call me. Yep. But me when I put my stuff there, sometimes they call, sometimes they don't call.
Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying though. No, yeah. We're laughing about it literally. Yeah, definitely. Literally, guys, once you know the next level, right? Because everybody have the next level, okay? Once you find your next level and you know this is mine, you gotta know what is required
to stay, not even to
be at the door to get there. Damn. You know what I'm saying? Because like you're saying, if the expectation is 10 push-ups to get there, but once you get there, it's two different things. You see what I'm saying? So like now, let's practice. To get there, once they see the potential, because if you practice enough to get there, they're gonna see the potential on you. But once you get there, whatever you were doing, we gotta drop down now. We gotta have to increase to stay there. You know what I'm saying? And once we stay there, we see the other one. But because some people, they wanna go from 0 to 2, but they forgot there is one between 0 and 1, 0 and 2. You see what I'm saying? So once we know that expectation for our next level, guys. You're gonna have to train like it and then believe and expect result. Fact. Expect results.
Fact, man.
Expect Fact. It. Like literally expect the result. Yeah, like so when you step on that field, whatever you're doing, I'm playing against Larry. I look at him like this, okay, bro, you strong, but you will not stop me, bro.
Yeah,
because I'm not even competing with you. I'm trying to go to the next level. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. A lot of people think the competition is the next player. No, the competition is you. It's you getting better, it's you getting where you should be. No way, but you know me, I'm the adversity, right? As your example, you just think, I'm an adversity. I'm gonna be in the middle of you trying to reach your next level. So you know, if you gotta keep your eyes on the prize, man, that's the most important thing too. You know, a lot of adversity is gonna come in the middle, and it's good that you know we talk about it, because you know we got a lot of guys telling me, okay, how can I improve this? How can I get offers? They're DMing us and like emailing us. How can I get this? Can I get them? Just like okay, like. You got to put, you know, we make a lot of videos trying to help you guys out. It's important, you know, a lot of people, you guys are listening to the podcast. We're so grateful for you guys listening to it, actually.
No, it is.
So it's you know, we're glad and, you know, grateful to share our experience as, you know, student athlete and, you know, let us know what it is, what it's looking like.
But like, before you said it, like you said, guys, work your mental toughness, work your on your consistency. Discipline and the people around you. If you work those four and then you take that like hardcore right now, we're in March right now. I promise you, by September, you're gonna see a result. If you do that consistently, you know, consistently, and then the talk you do to yourself, man, watch out what you think about when you're alone, especially. Watch out what you think about when you're alone, and then watch out what people around you tell you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying to be around people that lie to you. You know, that said, like, oh, Larry, you better than Messi. No, no, no. But, like, if they're realistic and they're honest to you, if they come watch your game, they tell you, yeah, bro, you missed 2 goals. This is why you miss it. They give you, like, don't listen to people that just say, you trash. Yeah. Like, those are a hater. Yeah. But, Larry, you're missing 2 goals. And this is why, instead of running left, you always going right. And then, if you watch your game, you can see that. That's the kind of people you got to keep around you. I know sometimes it hurts to hear our flaws, but sometimes we're going to have to accept it. You know what I'm saying? We have to take the information. And then guess what? Big timers, you guys are a grown man. Okay? When you were 3 years old, they would give you pills. Literally, they would put like on candy, do it in your mouth, you know, some water, some juice. But right now, bro, you're 16, 17. If you're sick, you go to the doctor your own and go get that pills.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so you grown now. Like, you know, let's just get to that next level.
Yep.
Together, guys.
Yep. Hopefully you guys like this episode. So before we finish this episode, please make sure you go check out old episode of Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. We're dropping new episode every
Wednesday, man.
So make sure you follow us so you don't miss none of us. As far as us,
OBT only big time, man. Let's get it.